All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special returning guest, Lauren Wolf. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
It's been far too long.
Far too long. Well, how long has it been exactly?
Yeah, June of 2012. You were episode 83.
That can't be right.
I know. Isn't it insane? And you know, I was thinking about it, and it's because of social media, where I've been in touch with you, obviously, probably every month through those 2 years, 2.5 years on Facebook, and we see each other's pictures and see stuff, so it doesn't seem like that long until you look at the actual published date, and it's like, oh my God, that's too long.
I know. That is kind of crazy. Social media is crazy that way. But it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you.
Yeah.
And another thing I like, well, we're here to talk about your brand new record, which I'm just as excited about as you are. It's called Rise Up, and you did an absolutely wonderful job with it, you and the band.
Thank you so much.
You know, some of the songs you were kind of hinting at through social media, like in Facebook, like I remember Space Wolf, right? You had that instrumental out there for a little bit in different forms, and I think you even had a live video that you posted. So it was kind of cool for me as a fan of yours to see how these things came along over the course of the writing and the recording and everything else.
Uh-huh. Good memory.
Yeah. How long did it take, from soup to nuts? How long did it take you to put this whole thing together?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about starting, I mean, that's, you know, the making within the last couple of years. But if you're talking about just when we got into the studio, I believe we were started in the studio about April. So not too bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
It was a little delayed. We were supposed to be done at the beginning of August, and it got delayed maybe like 3 weeks or something, 4 weeks, but not something crazy. So, you know, any time between, like, you know, we released it on iTunes September 20th, and we recorded, I think it was end of March or beginning of April.
How has putting an album out changed from your first record? Have you noticed, I mean, it just seems like the industry changes so much all the time. Did you notice a big difference here? Was it quicker for you? Were there any other things that you learned along the way?
As far as, like, the recording?
Just everything. I mean, once you record the thing, it sounds like the recording part's the easy part, and then it comes down to distribution, getting it out there for people to hear, talking about it, getting people interested. It seems like that's where the bulk of the work comes, and I wondered if that was any different.
Well, I mean, this second album was completely different than All My Secrets for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, the first album was done in L.A., and it came out and we hadn't tested the songs yet. Whereas this one, we played, you know, all these songs live to see what worked best for a live audience before we put them on an album, which was a much smarter approach to it. And also, this was a full band collaboration. So, you know, Patrick Dugan, my guitarist, we pretty much collaborated on the music, and then we take it to the rest of the band, and then, you know, the rest of the instrumentation comes along with it. And then we were lucky enough to actually meet Michael Teach, who is the head of Claw Dog Records, and actually we met him on a podcast.
Oh, nice.
Oddly enough, in Chicago, and then kind of over the last couple of years, we all really took a liking to each other, and they really believed in, you know, our philosophy that we wanted to capture our live sound without being completely overproduced on this album. And so, we hope that that's what came out of it.
Well, it sure did. And please pass on to Patrick how much I love his guitar tone. He sounds great on every single track.
I will do.
And let's talk about your voice. You have a very powerful voice, and I think sometimes, it seems like with female vocalists especially, when they have that strong, you know, Janis Joplin-esque kind of delivery, sometimes it's hard to soften it a little bit. It's hard to sweeten it when they try to do slower songs, but you certainly ride that balance. When you need to be loud and when you need to have it out there, you do it, but you can also be sweet on the very next track, and it's great. How did you come about? How did that style come about for you?
Well, probably the biggest reason is because I actually come from a musical theater background, which I used to try to hide, I think, at the beginning of my rock career, but now I feel like it really has, I know why that has influenced me so much. Number one, because I can't have a lot of control in my voice.
A lot of range,
and number two,
yeah.
I think performance-wise, live. You know, I feel like I always try to, I don't know, I think the guys in the band want to kill me because I'm so about the performance. so about the, you know, about the music. I think my other phone is ringing. Did that just get into our...
It's beeping a little bit. It's okay.
Okay, good. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, whoever.